Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says the nation's largest school district will reopen to elementary students a week from tomorrow. Other grades will return later in the week. Nationwide yesterday brought an additional 155,000 new confirmed coronavirus infections. Carly Huckles of member station KUNC reports Colorado's governor is among them.
Governor Jared Polis and First Gentleman Marlon Reese have tested positive for COVID-19. They're both asymptomatic and say they're feeling well and will continue to isolate in their home. In a statement, Governor Polis said that, quote, no person or family is immune to this virus. Polis is continuing to urge people to limit public interactions, wear a mask, stay 6 feet away from others, and wash hands regularly. The governor's health is being closely monitored as he continues his work remotely. For NPR News, I'm Carly Huckles in Loveland, Colorado.
Congress will take up an annual defense bill when it returns from Thanksgiving recess. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports President Trump has threatened to veto the measure over a provision to rename bases carrying the names of Confederate officers.
The National Defense Authorization Act is known for drawing bipartisan approval year after year, but it may hit a roadblock this year. The House and Senate passed their own versions of the defense bill, and now lawmakers must reach an agreement on a final proposal to send to President Trump's desk. But Trump has said he won't sign off if the bill carries a provision to remove Confederate names and symbols from military installations. Both versions of the bill include the plan, and it's not clear if Republicans will stay on board to keep it that way. If no agreement is reached, the defense bill may need to wait for a new Congress and President-elect Joe Biden to enact it into law next year. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
Turkey is condemning the killing of Iran's top nuclear scientist. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul.
The foreign ministry in Ankara issued a statement saying, "We condemn this heinous murder," and extended condolences to the family of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who was gunned down Friday. Iran's supreme leader has called for definitive punishment for those responsible. Iran's president says Israel was behind the attack. There was no response from Israel. A hardline Iranian newspaper carried an opinion piece suggesting an attack on the Israeli port of Haifa if Israel is found to be responsible. The author called for an attack that, quote, causes heavy human casualties. As Iran considers its response, concerns are growing about the potential for an escalating conflict that could involve other countries and possibly U.S. troops in the region. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
This is NPR. The outcome of a congressional race in Iowa will help determine the size of the Democrats' majority in the House of Representatives. After a recount yesterday, the Republican candidate is ahead by 6 votes. Pennsylvania's canvassing board is due to meet tomorrow to certify the results. The Denver Broncos today face the New Orleans Saints without any of their usual 4 quarterbacks due to coronavirus restrictions. The AP reports an investigation found that all 4 of them violated the league's pandemic guidelines by not wearing masks when they were together earlier in the week. Colorado Public Radio's Vic Vela has more.
All of the Broncos quarterbacks have been ruled out for today's home game against New Orleans due to COVID-19 exposure. Backup quarterback Jeff Driscoll tested positive for the coronavirus last week. The other QBs, including regular starter Drew Locke, were in close contact with him. The Athletic reports the players were not forthcoming with the NFL during contact tracing interviews about the exposure. The Broncos insist they will not forfeit today's game. Instead, they'll have another player, like a running back or a wide receiver, or perhaps both, play quarterback. For NPR News, I'm Vic Vela in Denver.
China says the robotic spacecraft it launched last week is now orbiting the moon. China's space officials say it'll soon send modules to the lunar surface to collect samples in the next couple of days. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.